kind of the lid came off the building here, and the Terriers just weren't able to recover.
Yeah, we didn't play well in the second half, especially the latter part of the second half. And I thought we just we did a good job in the first half of battling, and I thought we just couldn't quite make enough plays, and we weren't in position to make them miss enough. And, you know, we played hard. I want to give our guys credit for playing hard, but unfortunately we didn't play smart enough. And against a really good, really disciplined team like Chattanooga, who's well coached, you have to combine those two. And I thought, unfortunately, the fluctuation of the playing hard but not playing smart ended up biting us, especially in the second half.
Coach, you, as well as anybody, knows that it's about the tournament, and you've got three games now. What's the message to the guys, and what are you looking to see over the next couple of weeks with practice and games? I know you're going to take it one game at a time, as you guys should, but what are you looking to see trying to get ready for Asheville?
Yeah, I think you want to be playing your best at the end of the season. We did not play our best today, but I think the biggest thing, to your point, Tom, is there's still what the message to the locker room was, there's still plenty of time, and we've done a really good job responding after having some adversity, and we're facing adversity right now with two tough losses against two really good teams, right? They're the second and third best team in the league in our standings, and so they're good for a reason. And so we're facing adversity right now, and all year we've done a really good job responding when we faced adversity, and this period of time is no different. You know, it's going to be hard. It's supposed to be hard. Anything that is worth anything is hard. And with a young group, with a new group, that's something we're still working through. That's a process. I have the utmost confidence in our group because we have a group of great kids that play really hard. We just have to understand, again, this time of year, playing hard is not going to be good enough to get it done against really good teams that are well coached and that have a lot of talent. You have to combine playing hard with playing smart for 40 minutes. And we did it for about 20, 25 minutes. But again, you need 40 minutes in order to get the job done, especially on the road. And so that's the next step, is we have to continue to put together our output of effort with our high IQ. We've done that in stretches. We've done that in pockets. But we have to sustain that for longer.
Always another opportunity, Dwight. We will see you Saturday.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks for the time. We appreciate it.